Do you think young people have as much respect for adults today as, say, 30 years ago?
I think the situation has changed from 30 years ago because there are lots of families now who aren't brought up in the same way as children were 30 years ago, because there's a lot of single-parent families, there's a lot of people who just haven't been brought up in an environment where people respect each other.
So would you say it's totally dependent on the parents?
I think parents have a big part to play in how children behave and how children treat each other. But there's a lot of peer pressure on kids as well. In inner cities, a lot of children carry knives and weapons to school because they think that if they don't, they're not seen to be as strong or as hard as their mates, or they feel threatened because they can't defend themselves. But it's a vicious circle, really, isn't it?
But do you think that's something that's changed, or is that quite recent, that young people carry knives to school, for example?
I think it's probably worse now, certainly worse now than it was 30 years ago. There's a lot of children who live fairly miserable existences, and they don't seem to hold life with the same value as children did in some areas 30 years ago.
Other than the way children are brought up by their parents, which other factors would you say surrounding them affect their behaviour?
I suppose the internet's got a lot to play in how children behave these days. 30 years ago, for instance, most children didn't have access to a computer and certainly weren't exposed to the kind of influences that you can get access to on the internet. It's quite easy to access violent games, violent videos, and see some quite horrendous things on the internet which children just were never exposed to a while ago.
But can we not limit that violence with using the parental control?
Well, you can if your parents bother to do it, but if parents care, then they're obviously restricting what their children watch. But there's going to be an element of parents who are just happy that their kids are not bothering them and they're shut away in the bedroom and they're not really bothering what they do.